SBR Breakfast. It's time to talk footy.
For Tony Barlow Menswear. Style, quality and service for over 30 years.
Do you reckon Josh Kennedy's a better footballer since he became a dad than he was prior to becoming a dad?
Statistically, he might be.
JK, good morning to you.
G'day, guys. What's happening?
Oh, we're just talking about things this morning, including being a parent. How's it going?
Yeah, it's good. Sleep's overrated, isn't it?
Sleep's overrated. So you're not getting much. Lottie raised up most nights, is she, a few times?
No, well, I think as you start your career as a footballer, they say sleep's the most important thing. But yeah, it's finally figuring out that you don't really need it. It's fine.
Good man. Now let's talk about the Eagles. A nice win against North Melbourne on the weekend. You'd be happy with that? You finally got rid of another hoodoo this year.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, look, obviously we haven't beaten the top eight side or a team above us, and we knew it was going to be a tough challenge against North, and the way they play a tough, contested game of football. Yeah, look, it was just great to get the 4 points in the end.
There seemed to be a bit of extra vigour from the West Coast Eagles, a little bit of extra aggression. We know Scotty Lysett came close to a suspension, but it was okay in the end, just a fine, and a couple of blokes from North Melbourne went into the fence. Was there a bit of a plan from you guys to be just a little bit harder at it?
No, not really. I think it's just been a bit of beat up the last couple of days. To be honest, North Melbourne are a really tough football side. They play tough, hard footy and a contested game. We knew that we had to absorb it and match it by winning the footy. And, I think there's just obviously a few incidents that happened, which has come out of it. But, yeah, there was no plan to go in like that. It was just, we just wanted to win the footy and win the contest. And, we're able to do that and get the 4 points in the end.
Baz saying you're missing a couple that you probably perhaps...
Oh, this weekend, but other than that...
You know, that perhaps you would like to put through. You kicked a couple of special ones as well, but what do you think?
Are you talking about my special shots and that?
Well, yeah. just this last... What was it, 4-4 on the weekend?
Yeah, no, it's pretty disappointing. There was a couple of... There's probably at least two in there that I should have kicked. It's quite frustrating. I can blame the win, but like I said before, there's no excuses for it.
Mm. Oh, well. The team seems to be playing well. And what about Mark Lecrae? What's his level of confidence like?
Oh, yeah, he's up and about. He's been fine. So, he's obviously caught some heat this year. But we know Mark's a quality player and he's fantastic in our side. And, he's been fine, mate. So there's no questions about Lecrae.
Oh, he missed a shot, though, on the weekend.
You handballed it to him.
Normally he would kick. And there was a lot of blokes walking up to him and going, "Don't worry about it, mate. You'll get the next one." What did you say to him?
Oh, well, I actually burnt him about 10 minutes before that. So I grabbed the ball and tried to have a shot when he was clear in the open. I should have handballed to him, so I copped the spray. So as soon as I took that mark, the first thing I was trying to look for was for him, and he was running past. And, we've all been there. We've all missed those easy ones. So, but I can guarantee you over his career, he's got more than that. So.
Yeah, he's been a great player. Hey, Josh, you know we're the home of the rumour file here on 6PR Breakfast. We had a rumour from Winner Chicken Dinner yesterday.
Winner Chicken Dinner?
Yeah, that was the name. that Scotty Lysett is going into business with a Portuguese chicken takeaway shop in Cambridge Street that's going to be called Chick's Shed. Now, you're a former small business owner yourself. Can you shed any light on that?
I know that his host parents, when Scotty come over, he lived with a couple, and Joey, he's ventured into the Portuguese chicken, so he's starting up his little, franchise type chicken business, down Cambridge Street, which is good. So I'm in the area, so I'll rumor be down there every night.
Rumor confirmed, then, Joshy. Chicks.
I don't know whether actually Scotty's involved with it. I don't know whether.
It's I'm sure he is. The rumor file's never wrong.
That's enough for us, Josh.
Hey, JK, good luck this week, mate. Keep the winning run on a sequence.